Land of Confusion. That's Genesis, of course, and they are my guests this morning. The day of their first big concert at Wembley Stadium, the day of the first of four record-breaking concerts at Wembley Stadium. This is the end of what has been a very lengthy world tour. Good morning to Tony, Mike, and Phil.
Good morning
to you. How do you guys feel after all those months? Are you tired? Are you just can't wait to get these dates out of the way, or what?
No, we're looking forward to them. So we're playing at home. And obviously we've been out since last September, so to play the final lot of shows in the place where you live, that kind of boosts your morale a bit. We're all very much looking forward to them.
So what have been the real highlights of the tour for you as a group collectively? What have been the moments or the places maybe that you haven't played before, if that's possible, that have given you the most pleasure?
Well, the places we haven't played before were, well, for us, was Australia and New Zealand, and then Hungary. Budapest in Hungary as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Australia was great. That's from a tourist point of view. It was really nice to sort of get down there and sort of see what it's all about. I think you enjoy playing anywhere you haven't played before, just because it does give you a chance to do something different. And Budapest, I think, was a big surprise, because it was, you know, it's just kind of not what we were expecting, I don't think, really. It's kind of, more than anything, it's similar to Vienna, you know, that's the sort of feel you get there. And which is not surprising, since they're obviously so closely linked, those two countries and things. And the audience there had no preconceptions about how they're supposed to sort of behave at a rock concert, which was quite nice too, because they just sort of did different kind of things, you know. Yeah. And but I mean, I think the high points on the tour would have to be probably more in America at this point in time, just purely because it's just been such a hot year for us over there. You know, we kind of seem to be able to, I don't know, can't do any wrong there. And it's been such a big growth year for us there that it's been very exciting.
For you as individuals as well as a group.
Yeah, I mean, the first, we had five top five singles in America, which is, I mean, it's unheard of for most people, let alone Genesis, you know, who've never been thought of as a singles band anywhere in the world, really, until this year. But yeah, I mean, we've got one In Too Deep is three at the moment out there, and it's just staggering, because the album's still hanging around the top 20. And the concerts we did five or six nights in the big cities last September, which is the first tour we did, and then we went back just now, just recently, and played the same cities again, but playing these 60,000 seat stadiums, you know. And it was great to go back and sort of, you know, to top it off, if you like. But it's been a great tour, actually, since September. I mean, everywhere we've been, I think we've broken a lot of new ground.
Yeah. Mike, do you ever think to yourself, well, it can't actually get any better than this? I mean, how much better can it be?
Well, to a certain degree, I think one's felt that all along. You know, whenever you have a good moment and the album's going down well or the tour is good. I don't tend to look ahead, really. I don't think any of us do, because otherwise you start thinking or worrying about the future, and it's not the way to do it. We just sort of tackle an album when we come to it and a tour when we come to it. And by doing it that way, you've kind of got the energy and the enthusiasm each time to give it the best you can.
I remember you telling me that when you went in to make the Invisible Touch album, you actually didn't have any songs in your heads. You just went in there with a blank canvas and you just cooked something up in the studio in the matter of 3 or 4 months. I mean, that's obviously down to special chemistry.
Well, on the last Genesis album, and all but three songs on Abacab were done like that as well. It's just the way, I think, with the solo success and the solo stuff that we do, it's like, it gives the band a sort of a reason, if you like. I mean, you know, we like writing together because it's something we don't do on our own, and we can't do on our own, obviously, because it involves more than one person. And it to go in there, you don't have any problems about, should I give this song to the band, should I keep it? There's none of those problems, because the situation doesn't arise. You keep all the songs you've written at home and come in to improvise with the other guys, you know. And it's there aren't that many bands that are like that. I mean, usually it's one guy or two guys that do all the writing. And this really is complete, you know, three people with their trousers down doing it. Well, you know, I don't mean that in the way it sounded, actually, but I mean, you know, we obviously, honestly, I didn't. Mum, turn the radio back on. No, but you know, you get, if people were making mistakes, you know, we're fooling around and I'm singing out of tune sometimes, and Tony and Mike are sort of playing things that might not work each time. But because the three of us have known each other for so long, there's a chemistry, and it doesn't matter. That's what I meant by trousers down. Honestly.
Absolutely. All right. Mike, you chose Land of Confusion. Tony, your choice is next from the album. Which track would you like to hear?
I'd like to hear Domino, because it's good and long.
All right. Domino is coming up then after these. was Domino, as chosen by Tony Banks. He's here, along with Mike Rutherford and Phil Collins, Genesis, who are playing Wembley Stadium tonight. And I mentioned earlier that it was a record-breaking four nights at Wembley Stadium because no act has ever played at Wembley for four consecutive nights. I mean, that's amazing.
Right. I was going to say, apart from England, probably, but they probably haven't played four nights in a row.
Not in a row.
One thing is worth specifying here, and that is we added the last night we added, which is Friday the 3rd, hasn't sold out. I mean, a lot of people, we've everywhere we've been today, for instance, people have been saying, can't get tickets for the concert. We've had phone calls from friends saying, you know, I don't sold out, any chance of a ticket. And there are tickets left for Friday. So, I mean, a lot of people just assume it's sold out because we've done four. The tickets went, you know, like very quickly, which they did for the first three. But the last one, which has only been on sale for a couple of weeks, so I mean, has yet to sell out, so there are tickets available still.
Right.
I thought I'd just mention it.
Well, I'm glad you did. There is obviously a lot of Genesis fans who, despite what you say, will still not be able to come and see you, and they'll be anxious to know what the fans that are lucky enough to see you can expect. I mean, it's a very competitive time. I can't remember a more competitive time for major league artists to be touring and appearing at Wembley. Tina Turner, Madonna, Prince was supposed to be there, U2, Lionel Richie, and of course every show has got tons of lighting equipment and audio equipment. Is it all a bit of a pain now, do you think, having to lug around all this stuff? And I guess I'm wondering if you also see it in a competitive sense as well. That
it's a bit of a pain in the ass for the groundsman, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet he's well fed up with
Hello
that.
Hello,
yeah. But I mean, because it's not just music anymore, is it? I mean, the audience seems to want some visual stimulation.
You are talking about the bigger open air shows, which is the ones that you have to have tons of gear. I mean, we're a big crew for this tour because you've got screens either side, so people in the back can see them, and you've got a lot of PA, a lot of lights, and it's crazy. I've never known so many bands go out doing exactly the same kind of tour at the same time. We're sort of back to back. For us, it's not really. I mean, we've got some very good crew and production managers, people who, for them, it is a headache, I'm sure. It's a nightmare, logistically, moving all this gear and building the stage. And we're very lucky in that it remains their headache, in that sense, and doesn't affect us too much.
Hmm. Could I ask you the most obvious question, finally, where to from here? I mean, this is the end of what has been a pretty hard trek for you around the globe. Are you going to immerse yourselves in solo work right after this tour, or are you going to have like a year's break, or what have you got in mind?
Well, I'm going to have a holiday. I think we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And then, personally, although I haven't really applied much thought to it yet.
The Mechanics?
Yes, I'll start writing for a Mechanics album. But the trick is, I mean, once I've had a holiday, I'll be raring to go. You know, you need a bit of sort of recovery time, I think.
Hmm. What about you, Tony?
Well, I definitely want to do some kind of solo album, I think, coming up. In what form it'll take, I don't know, you know. But and I've got lots of songs, as Phil was saying earlier on, you know, we basically write everything as a group nowadays. So there's lots of material that I haven't used, which I've written before, and I'd also like to write a lot of new stuff and do that. The other thing I've been involved in, obviously, is soundtracks in recent years. And it's something I'd like to keep doing, but I really would like to. Sorry, I'd like to wait.
Phil.
I'd like to wait for a good film. I mean, I'd love to do the thing I'd really like to do is a good English film with a nice script and everything. Something like The Mission would have been a nice film to have done, but
yeah.
It's difficult to get the films. You know, normally I get offered films where they want to put endless kind of rock songs in it and things, and I don't really find that sort of work very interesting.
You have a go at me now.
And Mr. Collins, what are you planning?
I'm gonna have a break with the kids. I have my kids in the summer, so that's always a good full stop for me.
Here in England?
Yeah. But in October I do this film, Buster.
That's right.
With Julie Walters. So that'll be a good breath of fresh air, away from music, something different, a lot of worrying, probably, learning me lines and stuff.
She's great though, she's gonna be such fun to work
with. She's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I think the world of her. I don't really know her very well either. I think she's great. We hit it off very well when we met.
Yeah.
And even my wife thinks we make a good couple. So so there's that until Christmas, and then next year I'll be doing an album on my own, yeah.
So it'll be a while before we have a new Genesis album,
yeah.
This album is still going strong, of course.
There will be one, though. And I think a lot of people in Europe and America have said this is the last tour, because maybe it smells a bit like a last tour, you know, doing a big gig. I don't know what but a lot of people have said that, and you know, there's no intention of that at all. We're going to definitely do another album.
Right. All right. Finally, Phil, it's your choice from the album.
Well, as it's our new single, why not? It's actually a great stage song, this. It comes over well on stage, so throwing it all away.
All right, I'll play that. And I'll wish you a lot of luck, and I hope to see you on Friday.
Thank you.
Where I know there's now a few free seats.
There are, yes.
All right.
A few seats, not three seats. A few seats available now.